Hi, everyone. I'm Eileen Frere, along with the founder and CEO of the company Doctors, Randy McKinley. And this is the Business Exam Room podcast brought to you by the company Doctors. In this episode, we're going to shine the bright light on the business exam room table to look at thinking outside the box. A prime example, the solution John Thompson came up with to deal with a tight parking space. It led to the birth of his company, Carousel USA, which has grown sevenfold over the past 15 years. Alicia Ogg is the Vice President of Operations at Carousel. She sat down with Randy to share Carousel's story.
How did this world come about of making turntables for cars?
So John had a situation. John, you know, he's the owner, founder. He had a situation. He lived in a house where he had a really long driveway, narrow driveway. His wife had a very large SUV and had trouble maneuvering in and out of the driveway. He was tired of replacing rear view mirrors.
So he's
a very innovative person in his own right. So he got to thinking, his mind got to going, and he thought, you know, if I had something where I could spin the car around or she could drive out, this would solve the problem. So he went researching, found a turntable company, bought it, had it shipped over. He installed it. And as he was installing it, he was thinking to himself, this isn't really the idea of this is good, but it's not made properly. The reason being is because the way that the turntable was driven was from the center. And he knew that that was going to put a lot of pressure and torque on the motor, and eventually it would fail, right? So he thought, I like this concept. It's a great idea, but it could be better. So he decided to build one. He's like, I'll build one, see how it goes. He kind of figured it was more of a hobby for him. He kind of figured if I build one or two of these or build and sell one or two of these a year, fine, whatever, you know? So he started making them. His hobby very quickly turned full-time job. So he ended up getting a warehouse, you know, a place to fabricate. He bought some machinery. He originally was having everything outsourced. He bought some machinery, started growing, and then this is where we are today. But yeah, it was bred out of a need. It was literally bred out of his own personal need.
So it went from a hobby to now, how many people do you employ today?
We're at 35.
35. Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing? And what's some of your big customers?
So in the car dealership realm, which is a large portion of our business, CarMax is one of our largest customers. We have our turntables in 100 of their stores all over the country. We've done work for the Barclays Arena. We have several projects, large scale, really large, like over 30 feet scale turntables in New York, various truck turntable applications. We did one for the Volvo Truck Center. We have the Odyssey Aquarium, where we built a rotating room, a whole room that rotates. We have quite a bit of, larger customers, but then we also have those ones that are the residentials, you know, the ones that just exactly how the company was built, where it's need-based, where they are dealing with parking issues. Then there's also the high-end customers where they have a fleet of cars or their car collection that they want to have a turntable in their garage to show, you know, as a showroom.
Yeah, so you cover the gamut. You go from dealerships to really, which is more of the commercial side. So you're selling to these people. Then you're moving into what I would call customization. Am I getting right? Large customization, and then moving over to the everyday guy, and then all the way up to the multimillionaire who needs to go rotate his car so he can look at all sides while he's sipping his glass of wine.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and then we've also got other applications too that aren't just for vehicles. So there are times where people need turntables to, let's say, photograph furniture. You know, we've done a turntable smaller, you know, much smaller scale, right? That isn't going to accommodate a vehicle, but maybe they wanted to put, you know, they're a furniture company, maybe they want to, or a large appliance company, they want to rotate a washer and dryer or a refrigerator. We have done some government work. Antenna testing is another area that we've made turntables for, where they put large antennas on them. It's easy for them to rotate. So our work isn't just limited to vehicles, to spinning cars. We literally can spin anything. I think the most unique, we do like, you know, turntables for sculptures and things like that. When I very first started working for the company, we had a lady who had this Christmas tree ornament collection. It was like this massive collection, and she was having this huge party at her house, and she wanted to be able to spin the tree so that all of the ornaments can be visible. visible at any given time to her guests. So we made basically a turntable to spin her Christmas tree.
Okay, help me understand this. You built a turntable that could go be portable. It must be portable, right? That would go into the house so you could put a tree on it, press a button, spin it around, and see all sides of the tree.
Yep.
Impressive. Was there anything else that she wanted to spin in her house that you had?
It was just for the turntable. She was having a party. She needed it by a certain date, and it was a larger tree. I mean, it wasn't just your normal, you know, 6 foot Christmas tree. It was a larger Christmas tree, but she specifically bought the turntable just to spin her tree.
And this is not an all year round event, I'm presuming.
No, it was one day.
One day.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been a big party and a very important party.
Another very unique one. We have a customer out in Newport Beach who has this custom home that's right on the cliff there, where it overlooks, you know, the water. There was a corner of his house. It was like a convertible room, so you could open up the walls, and they would be open to the air, so it kind of turned into a patio. And he had this huge, large, round table that probably could seat, I would say, like 16 people. And he wanted his guests to be able to have a view of the ocean at any time during the meal. So he put a turntable in to set the table on, so that while they were dining, it would spin very slowly, but at every given point during the meal, one of their guests, you know, their guests would have a view of the ocean.
From helping to fulfill unique wishes for homeowners to spinning dance floors and hidden bars for businesses. When we come back, you'll hear more about creative applications for some major corporations, including Apple and Wynn Resorts. Alicia will also talk about some of the biggest struggles for Carousel. That's coming up right after this.
Carousel USA is based in California, develops all their turntable products in-house with a fully staffed team of engineers and master craftsmen. Carousel has designed and produced state-of-the-art turntables for automobile staging, restaurants, private home, and some of the world's largest corporations. Carousel takes pride in the craftsmanship, and it is showcased in each of its uniquely designed custom turntable products. Add in that they are the industry leader in warranty and have the lowest cost of maintenance, you can see why they are the number one choice for rotating cars commercially and at home. If you have a need to rotate anything, check out carousel-usa.com. That is carousel, carousel-usa.com.
The Company Doctors has a senior team with a combined 115 years of hands-on business expertise and includes a PhD, a marketing expert, IT specialist, a media PR professional, a former bank president, and Randy McKinley, a turnaround guru with more than 25 years of experience with Fortune 100 companies, right down to mom and pops.
Better profits, reduce taxes, increase cash flow. Do you wish you could get results like that? Well, you can. To date, we have helped 68 companies and counting make more money with our bookkeeping and accounting services and best practices. How do we do it? Simple. We're a team of business professionals who have run businesses. We are certified professional bookkeepers, which is rare, and business accountants. We use our proprietary tools to get a 360-degree view of your business, to find ways, cut costs while making your books easy to understand, plus government and bank ready at all times. At Insecure Virtual Platforms Key Technology, we can execute all parts of bookkeeping and accounting seamlessly anywhere. And we give you access to our complete library of critical business competency courses free of charge. As you can see, we are the next level in bookkeeping and accounting for small and mid-sized businesses. If you have part-time bookkeeping and accounting, or full-time, or something in the middle, give us a call and do a comparison before you hire another employee or a bookkeeper down the street. Schedule your complimentary business review by visiting thecompanydoctors.com. TheCompanyDRS.com. Click on Bookkeeper, and then there's Appointment Scheduler, and let's get your company the real value it deserves today, because you'll be shocked how inexpensive quality bookkeeping and accounting can be for you.
Carousel USA has designed customized turntables for some major corporations, including Boeing, CarMax, Google, and Apple.
We've done some other applications for Apple when they're testing their electric cars. So we did an application where it was a slider incorporated with a turntable. So the car would slide onto the table and then spin the table. A lifting bar. There's a bar out in Las Vegas called On the Record that has a bar that lifts up, and we built that. There's also a turntable in that bar as well. So it's a very slow spinning dance floor. So yeah, I mean, we did one, this is another interesting one that we did. Down in, I think it's in Irvine, there's a mall. They had a bar that was, I don't remember the name of it, but it was supposed to be a hidden bar. So basically you would walk up and sit on these two chairs, and then the platform would spin and you would be inside the bar. So on the turntable was a wall. So basically a false wall. The platform would spin.
It was like a speakeasy. Yeah, literally like a speakeasy.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was. Yeah. So yeah, we've had some pretty interesting applications for.
Oh, it sounds like it. Those are such cool stories. You know, you look at the company Carousel. I mean, did you ever dream that you would be in a position from when you started to being VP of operations, literally the number two person behind the owner in the company when you started?
No, never. No, not in a million years.
And you know, you go from an 8-person company up to your 30-some employees. What's been some of the biggest struggles you've had in your 8 years?
I think definitely the biggest struggle has been the growing pains, right? So we grew really fast. Within the first year that I was there, we had to move our facility because we had outgrown it. Within 3 years after that, we had to move our facility again because we outgrew it. And even at that, within that term, that 3-year term, 1 year into that lease at that facility, we had to lease other space across the street because we outgrew it. So we were growing really fast. And just not knowing, like not having processes in place. And, you know, we were just kind of all there. Like I said, you know, I started as an executive assistant, and all of a sudden now I am, you know, like you said, second under the owner. And I didn't know how to grow a company, let alone a manufacturing company, let alone a turntable manufacturing company. I think the biggest hurdles were really getting processes into place, getting, you know, the organization down and really just like streamlining our production in a way that we could keep up with the demand. Because for a long time, we were constantly just putting out fires. We were never ever ahead of the game. We were always just one step behind where we should be. We were never, you know, if we were meeting deadlines, it was rushing. It was rushing. It was rushing. We were never ever ahead. And once we were able to really figure out our processes, really determine a flow of our business and get a handle on the way that we did things and really streamline the production, was when we were finally able to breathe. But it took us a good 5 years to get there. And it was a real struggle. You know, we went
easily.
We went through a lot of, you know, just trial and error, R&D in this type of a business where you're innovating. And yeah, I mean, you think of a turntable, you're like, okay, it's just a spinning platform. But like I've already said, you know, there's so many different applications for it. And then figuring out how to take some customer's dream of having their Christmas tree spin and put it into make it into a reality. Sometimes there's hurdles with that, you know, through engineering and production and things like that.
It's really hard when you don't have all your processes standardized. Mm-hmm. And it seems like you're constantly fighting fires. I think, when did we met? What, 2 years ago? I think it was 2 years ago. Does that sound about right?
Yep.
And to see the migration of where you guys had started, now you're seeing almost everything on time. The difference with the processes, how organized you have, how organized the shop is, they're so much more efficient. It's huge to see the progress. Even your engineering is more efficient. What a difference.
Yes. Yes. What a huge difference. Huge difference. Even down to, you know, the way that they were storing their parts, you know, going into another room to get a part for a build where they could have it right in front of them. So yeah, I mean, even down to engineering, we're much more efficient.
Now, where do you see the future of Carousel? Yeah, when it keeps growing and growing and growing, even through COVID, COVID's hit everybody. How did you guys do during COVID?
We actually did okay. I mean, definitely there was an impact, but it wasn't anything to the point where, you know, we had to close our doors. And we are now starting to, I mean, business right now, now is really starting to boom. You know, it was a rough year, I think, for everybody.
And that's a good sign.
And yeah, I mean, we are getting phone call, email after email. We're people are ready. Yeah, business has picked back up tremendously. You know, as far as the future of Carousel, we're in a really niche market. So we are really the only turntable company out there that does what we do in at the capacity that we do it in the United States. There are some other turntable companies in other countries, but as far as the US market is concerned, US and Canada, we're it. And so we're going to just continue to grow. There's the demand for and the need for this type of piece of equipment. It's growing because people are finding other applications. Another example. I forgot about this one that we did. We made a bunch of turntables for co-location centers. So if you don't know what a co-location center is, it's basically a big building that houses servers, you know, massive servers. These small turntables for these racks, these server racks to sit on, and they spin so that they can access the different, you know, each side they had, you know, servers on each end. So they wanted to be able to spin it so they could access all of them. We just keep finding where there's a need, you know, just from very, very small to very, very large. And so I don't really feel like our business is going to decrease. I think if anything, we're just going to keep growing because the need just keeps growing.
When you look at all the innovation, you've got engineering, you're moving into these different sectors with the turntable. Are there other products? Are you going to go diversify Carousel? Is there anything unique that you're planning on doing for the future?
So right now we've just released a product that is a parking slider. There literally is nobody else doing this. And it's technically a simple system. There are so many, and part of the reason why we designed it and started making it is because we kept getting phone calls from people who were asking if we made something like this. And, you know, we obviously had to tell them, no, we didn't. And we kept getting asked, do you know if there's somebody else out there who does it? And we didn't. So we went to into engineering, R&D, came up with a really great design, and people are buying them. And it literally moves your car from left to right. People who have garage, there's a lot of people who have
garage. Do that again. What does it do?
It just moves your car from left to right. So say, for instance, if you had a garage that had a space where there was a void, maybe, you know, you have a two-car garage, but somewhere either on the left or the right of the garage, there is space for another car, but there's really not a way to maneuver into it unless you push the car over. That's what this would be for. So basically, you're sliding your car, you pull in onto the slider and you move it over to the left or to the right, whichever. But people, there's a lot of residents.
And then a car can go park in the spot that was left?
Well, it would just basically, in that situation, it would stay there. It would stay and yeah, it would be parked in whatever spot that is. And then another, it would leave an available space for another car to pull in. So what would have been a two-car garage can now be a three-car garage.
That's actually pretty cool idea.
Yeah, so
that is a pretty cool idea. I like that. That's amazing.
It really is. I mean, it's, you know, we get a lot of people who say, well, this is a really simple thing. I just wanted to do this. But when you actually get into the design of it, it really is not that simple. You know, there's so many things that you have to think about when you're designing something like a piece of equipment for parking purposes, right? It needs to be on wheels. It probably, you know, what kind of wheels do you use? What types of rail are the wheels going to ride on? You know, what kind of controls are you going to make? Because we make all of our controls in-house. We don't outsource anything. All of our equipment is made in our facility, even down to our wheels. We buy nylon and make our wheels with them, you know, nylon plastic. So in the case of our turntables, those are the types of wheels that we use. But in other cases, you know, we might make a metal wheel, right? There's all these things to think about. The load of the vehicle, if you have it, you know, it's going to be electric. Where is the cord going to go when this thing is moving back and forth? You know, because it's hooked up to a control panel that's on a wall. Like, there's so many different little aspects that go into it, but we're pretty lucky to have some engineers who are pretty innovative and think outside the box. People come to us and they ask something that might be a little bit unheard of or kind of a crazy idea. They're not scared to go, you know, take pen to paper and draw, you know, get a drawing going and design something. So yeah, it's pretty fun.
It sounds like John loves innovating products, just loves innovating, the owner.
He does. So if somebody comes to him and even with the craziest idea, he will try and find a way to make it happen.
Alicia Ogg is the Vice President of Operations at Carousel USA. We're always looking for inspiring stories. If you've got one you'd like to share or know someone who you think should be under the spotlight, contact us through the Company Doctors website. That's thecompanydrs.com. Click on the charity link. Until next time, wishing good health to you, your family, and your business.
The information provided is intended solely for educational and cannot be used as a substitute for professional advice and or information, as circumstances will vary from person to person and company to company. You should not act or rely upon information without seeking professional advice. Do not attempt any of the suggestions, actions, solutions, remedies, or instructions discussed on this podcast without first consulting with a qualified professional. The materials are not intended to be, nor do they constitute actionable professional advice. Transmission of this information is not intended to create a professional-client relationship between the company doctors and you.